Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. As tens of thousands of angry Iranian citizens fill the streets of Tehran chanting death to America, the president of that nation is vowing retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani and some of his colleagues at the Baghdad Iraq airport. President Hassan Rouhani calling the attack a cowardly act. U.S. officials say those generals were planning new attacks against U.S. interests and allies in the Middle East at the time. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says of the Iranian people's reaction,
the Iranian people understand that America is a force for good in the region, and I'm convinced that the support that we have provided to the people in Iran and the support we will continue to provide for the people in Iraq will work to protect American interests and make lives better for those people as well.
He spoke on CBS this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As a new year begins, many cities are able to tout that the violent crime rate has been dropping in recent years, but in some cities it's going in the other direction. Chicago and Baltimore are coming to mind, but the Indianapolis Fraternal Order of Police are speaking out about violence in that city. The president, Rick Snyder, saying that although homicides decreased slightly from 2018 to 2019, it does not mean that the violence is on the decline.
And not only is it not declining, it is rapidly surging.
The first big winter storm of the year in the eastern U.S. is producing a lot more rain than snow or ice. The storm is already setting off some flash floods in parts of the south, including in Mississippi. In Jackson, more than 4 inches of rain flooded streets and stranded vehicles last night. New Year's Day was the first day that marijuana sales in Illinois were legal, and it brought in over $3 million on that day alone. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Bernie Sanders going after the frontrunner for the Democratic presidential nomination, as the Vermont senator told the Washington Post that Joe Biden is bringing, quote, a lot of baggage into his campaign, adding it won't create energy or excitement. Sanders also accused the former VP of having a weak record that President Trump would be able to pick apart during any election campaign. Just announced campaign fundraising numbers also show Sanders with a big edge over Biden, though Biden is leading the pack, according to the Real Clear Politics average of national polls. An Amazon workers group saying the company has threatened to fire 2 workers for speaking out against Amazon's environmental policies. Amazon employees for climate justice tweeting yesterday that company legal and human resources representatives told the workers that they were violating the online retail giant's external communications policy. An Amazon spokeswoman says the company encourages workers to, quote, work within their teams and suggest improvements to how the company operates. And Subaru is recalling some 2019 Crosstrek Forester, and Ascent vehicles. The issue stems from a problem with a ventilation valve that can separate and send fragments into the engine, ultimately making an engine stall. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You know, we come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, over 300 markets across the country, by the grace of God. And we're really excited that the word continues to spread about this radio show and what we try to accomplish. You know, this is a interview-centric show, as you've gathered. I mean, we bring on these guests, whether it was, you know, like our previous guest, and I'm just so honored to have Kerry Solomon and Chuck Konzelman, the co-directors and producers and writers of Unplanned, and what that movie is doing. I mean, you know, you imagine 1.5 billion abortions worldwide have occurred, and that's since 1980, according to Kerry. Some have said even longer than that, and of course a bigger number, of course, since Roe v. Wade. And even, you know, and it wasn't like all of a sudden in 1973 abortions came out. They were doing abortions, you know, even up before Roe v. Wade became legal in the United States of America. But we're excited because the DVD is coming up August 13th. That means you get to see it in the privacy of your own home. And we're going to do a partnership, kind of much the same thing as we did with the Gosnell movie. And I'm going to take that movie to churches around the country, churches that want me to come out and show the movie, and so that we can you know, be able to see the movie in your church and have people who didn't get a chance to see it in the big screen or otherwise may not, we're going to make it our gift to the different churches across the country, and we're happy to be a part of that. With us right now and back with us is Al and Lisa Robertson and their book, Desperate Forgiveness. Al and Lisa, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here with you again.
Lisa, what is it, you know, I mean, the book's been out now for over a month, and when you and Al first started talking, of course, this was kind of a follow-up to an earlier book, and you realize that forgiveness was pivotal. But there is just something, you know, just so powerful about forgiveness that, you know, and I was thinking about, you know, that I knew that we were going to be meeting, and what God had kind of opened my eyes to see is that the body of Christ is walking around, you know, kind of carrying this anchor of unforgiveness with them. Is this something that you and Al have seen yourself, and you said, look, we've got to get really serious about taking God for his word when he says that we must forgive? If we don't, he won't.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, the one thing that you hear a lot of people say is, I know I got to forgive, but, you mm-hmm. know, and to me, that scripture, there's not a but in that scripture. It, you know, it says forgiveness is essential in order for you to receive God's forgiveness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's because we put degrees on sin and think that, well, this one's worse than that one, and, you know, so I have a right to feel this way. But, you know, one sin is all it takes to separate us from God. So to me, it doesn't say which sin. It just says sin.
Exactly.
You know, Bill, I spent 22 years, you know, full-time pastor at a church. And you're right. I think, unfortunately, and this is sad to say as a pastor, but some of the most bitter, hurt people are in churches. And I really believe, after working on this book, that behind every bitter root and every bitter heart is some unforgiveness somewhere. I mean, somewhere where somebody has not been able to let something go, and then it just carries on. And to be in a situation where you're in the church and you understand what Christ has done for you, and yet to still hold on to that is a terrible place to be. And in fact, it's kind of hiding in plain sight. So
exactly.
You know, this message is as much to the church as anybody.
Well, you know, Lisa, as you say, you're almost challenging God, who says, I want you to be holy because I'm holy. And when you read the Word of God, and particularly in the Old Testament, and you see inklings of irreverence toward a holy and awesome God, people are toast. And, I think, in fact, I was just reading the other day when David first, you know, wanted to bring the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, and he didn't do it correctly, and it caused the life of an individual who just sat, and you know, the oxen had stumbled, and he just touched the cart, and by touching the cart, he was irreverent towards God, and he died on the spot, and it really rocked David's world. And relevant to forgiveness, I mean, as you said, sometimes we think something, you know, we want to gradate our sins and our offenses toward God and think, well, maybe God's going to grade on the curve or something. I don't know. But, you know, God is all holy and there's no exception. And outside of the blood of Jesus, you know, even though we're in the era of grace, God is still serious about certain precepts that, you know, we love him with all our heart, mind and soul. And we love others as we would want to be loved. And so that horizontal and vertical relationship has to be maintained. If not, it's going to be at a dire cost, is it not?
That's exactly right. You know, we do a diagram whenever we work with couples, and it's a pyramid. And, you know, the bottom of the pyramid is, you know, a husband and a wife on each side of that. At the top is God, and as you grow closer to God, that it gets smaller towards the top, which means that as you grow closer to God, you're getting closer to your spouse. And, you know, at the top, whenever you're there, couples are just like me and Alan. I mean, we still have problems, but we have a great relationship and a great marriage. But you know what? That came out of struggles and trials. And just because you've done it wrong doesn't mean that you're finished.
Right.
God will give you another chance to do it right, and another chance, and another. He is a God of many chances. And he wants us to succeed. And he wants our relationship with him and each other to be great. That's why he gives us so many chances.
Exactly. Al, how does that make you feel when you hear Lisa say we have a great marriage?
It makes me feel great. And, you know, she's right. It's a work in progress. Look, we wrote a book about forgiveness, and yet probably a couple of weeks ago, we've been on the road. We got home. You know, Lisa was frustrated about something, and so she snapped at me, and then I escalated. It's funny now because you see it so clearly. When we were younger, you know, this would be just an ongoing war.
Oh, you'd be full-blown nuclear, huh?
That's right. So I escalated. I leave for a little bit, come back. She's still mad, but I'm over it now. And I said, she started to say something. I said, I was wrong. What I said, I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Right. It was really interesting because she wasn't quite ready yet because she was still a little bit angry. But at the same time, I totally diffused the situation. So a few hours later, she hugged me and she said, you know, I was just being snappy for some reason. I'm sorry. Forgive me. And you know, we talked about that since. In essence, that's the key to making it work. It's the little as well as the big. And
right.
If you live that way every day, it changes everything.
Practice makes perfect, huh, Lisa?
That's That's exactly right. Right. And I've got lots of practice.
Well, you know, and that's the thing about couples. And we're going to talk more about the dynamic between couples, especially, and why it is so important and the great work that you and Al are doing. Duck Dynasty's Al and Lisa Robertson is with us. We're talking desperate forgiveness, how mercy sets you free. More from Al and Lisa after this. Stay with us.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds. Unlimited data with no hard data limits. With built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you died, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 19 minutes after the top of the hour right now. Our conversation with Al and Lisa Robertson of the Duck Dynasty family continues as we talk about their new book that was just released last month, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. Al, there is something about forgiveness that you know, God will let you walk in that in that unforgiveness zone if that's what you chose to, you know, choose to do, and you want to be ornery to do so. And you will get to that point where you become desperate, right?
That's exactly right. Just this past weekend, I was doing a wedding about an hour and a half from where we live here. Mm-hmm. And, you know, weddings, a festive occasion, and it's afterwards at the reception, and there's music playing, and everybody's, you know, it's a merry occasion.
Sure.
And this gentleman comes up and meets me, and he had already met Lisa. And he told me he'd met her, older man. And he basically, and I couldn't hear him very well with the music and everything, but basically his daughter was killed in some sort of accident that I didn't quite get all the details for. But here's what struck me. Here's what I heard clearly. He said, I wake up every day struggling with forgiving the man that's responsible for this. So I don't know all the details, but obviously there was somebody, maybe a drunk driver or something like that.
Right.
So he's still hurting. I mean, in this situation, he and I just met the man.
Mm.
Here's that way. So I went straight out to the car where we had some books, and I got a book for him, and Lisa and I signed it, and I went over to give it to him. He wasn't at the table, so I handed it to his wife, and I said, this is for your husband. It's a gift. And so he comes up, and he just bear hugged me and was in tears. He said, thank you so much, just from looking at the title. So
right.
It just reminded me, you know, every single day, no matter what the occasion, where people are, there's people hurting. And, you know, a lot of times they're not willing to share. If he hadn't been bold enough to share, I couldn't have given him that gift that now I hope can unlock that for him. Because, yeah. You know, obviously that's a terrible thing, losing a kid, you know.
Without a doubt. You know, Lisa, it seems that, you know, marriages especially, you know, as we were talking about practice making perfect, that is like the key laboratory, you know, where it all begins in the marriage dynamic. Because there's lots of opportunities to forgive and to really practice, because it's almost like forgiveness is becoming an art, is it not, to a degree?
I think it is. And you just think about it, Bill. You wake up each morning with the same person. You go throughout that day with the same person. There is plenty opportunities to be hurt, to say something that hurts one another's feelings, to do something you know, against the other person. And Satan, he will set those traps up for you every time.
Mm-hmm.
But like Alan says, you know, the aim small, miss small. If we practice every day forgiving those little things, and, you know, those little things can mount up to a really big thing. But if you forgive those little things, then when those really big things come up,
mm-hmm.
you've already had the practice of it.
Right.
And so it's easier to forgive that.
Exactly.
But, you know, if we continue to push all those small ones under the rug, then when a big one comes, we're doomed.
Alan, it's like those little foxes, right, in the Song of Solomon, just chewing at the roots.
That, yes. And, you know, Lisa, is one of the things that she's really helped me with is that she is so empathetic with people. And she always has been, but she's grown in that for the last 20 years. In other words, she's able, it's much easier to forgive somebody if you can try to put yourself in their situation as to why they're acting the way they're acting or doing what they're doing or, you know, things like this. And Lisa's so good at it. And so I mentioned the argument that we had a couple weeks ago. I was able to say, okay, she snapped at me, you know, when I was away from her. Why did she do that? And then I got to thinking about some of the frustrating things we were dealing with at the time. And I thought, well, that's why. It wasn't really aimed at me.
Mm-hmm.
The setting. And
right.
So that helped me. When I can put myself in her shoes, then it makes it so much easier that, oh, that's why this person reacted this way. But we're not thinking with empathy at all. Then we as soon as we're offended, it's on.
Yeah.
Whatever the situation. And,
exactly.
And you're right. In a marriage, you get that opportunity almost every day, probably, between
right.
spouses, you know?
Exactly. And Lisa, you know, men, their way to deal with this is that they gotta have space. You know, you and it drives our wives nuts when men go, look at, I got to exit stage left here, and, you know, kind of call time out on this. And why is it so hard for women, you know, when the man, you know, says, look, I got to just get away and walk away from this? Why is it so hard?
Well, I think it's because women like to talk things out. You know, isn't it sad that we have like 30,000 words a day that we have to get rid of, and men mm-hmm. have about 10,000?
Do we have that many? Are we allowed that many, Al?
Alan said he thinks it's 5,000. Okay. Not for him. I can assure you he talks 10,000 words. It may not be to me, but he does it.
Well, he's just practicing his sermon. He's getting his sermon ready. That's
right.
All. Yeah, I understand.
That's exactly right. But, you know, but we like to talk things out. We like to get it out in the open and get over it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you guys like to mull it over for a little bit, walk around, think about it, come back, you know, and then talk about it, or just say, okay, I'm sorry, let's get over this.
Right,
and,
exactly.
You know, women are just more emotional because whenever I snapped and then he snapped back at me, well, it hurt my feelings.
Well, yeah.
Well, I didn't take into consideration that it hurt his feelings too, you know,
right.
when I first snapped, you know.
Yeah. And the thing is, it hurts your... Yeah. And on the scale of hurt feelings, it seems that, Al, that we wound our wives so harshly, and we think, well, it's not that big a deal. You know, guys to guys, it's not that big a deal. But guys to their wives, oh, my gosh, I mean, we just devastate them.
Well, it's like, because you know how guys are, especially, trash talking to one another.
Right.
And then it's just kind of expected. And so you bring that into your relationship. But it's different than a bunch of dudes sitting around and cutting on each other.
Right.
One of the things that we learned early on, and then we tried to, implement this to couples, because Lisa and I have done a lot of premarital through the years, especially when we were for the church, was that you don't insult your wife, either privately or in front, especially in front of people and in front of other women.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it's so hurtful, and they may laugh like you didn't just hurt me, but you did. And,
yes.
And those wounds we found were super deep. And so we tried to get couples, we joke around with kids. I'm not talking about that with each other, but there's a line that you cross when you wound your spouse, especially in front of other people. That's going to at some point have some issues for you. That's where that resentment builds up that we were talking about earlier. That can then become a huge thing.
Right. Without a doubt. You know, Lisa, Dr. Emerson Eggerichs wrote a book about love and respect. And one of the things he talked about, that women in particular, they have to confront to connect. And so what happens is guys want to disconnect. And, you know, to your point, is that women, want to work that out right away. And to have that missing element, that dynamic in the relationship, it's like, wait a minute, Al's gone. I need Al here. Yeah, it's not real beautiful right now, but I need Al here. But Al needs to be gone for a moment so that, beauty can come back, right?
Yes. And look, what we want to say is there's no right or wrong way to do that. As long as you come back together and you settle it, women wanting to do it right away, there's nothing wrong with that. Guys wanting to walk around and think about it a few minutes, that's okay too. But you have to come back and settle it. And in Ephesians it says, don't let the sun go down on your anger.
Exactly.
So, in other words, don't go to bed with it, because what's going to happen is instead of spooning, you're going to be back to back. So we don't want that at all.
No, amen to that. We want spooning, right, Al? Spooning is good.
Spooning is great.
Exactly. Well, as we wrap things up, guys, again, I'm so grateful for you and what you've done for the body and the body of Christ and for all of us in your book, Desperate Forgiveness, How Mercy Sets You Free. Lisa, I'm going to let you summarize the big takeaway that you want the readers and married couples to get from this and others.
Well, I want people to see that in forgiveness, that's when you're the most like Christ.
Mm.
And that's whenever you emulate that the most. And what he does inside you whenever you forgive is an amazing thing that happens in your life.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As tens of thousands of angry Iranian citizens fill the streets of Tehran chanting death to America, the president of that nation is vowing retaliation for U.S. airstrikes that killed Iranian General Qassem Soleimani and some of his colleagues at the Baghdad Iraq airport. President Hassan Rouhani calling the attack a cowardly act. U.S. officials say those generals were planning new attacks against U.S. interests and allies in the Middle East at the time. And Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says of the Iranian people's reaction,
the Iranian people understand that America is a force for good in the region, and I'm convinced that the support that we have provided to the people in Iran and the support we will continue to provide for the people in Iraq will work to protect American interests and make lives better for those people as well.
He spoke on CBS this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by a choir.
Your program, and your calls, your opinions, like Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's just something about chestnuts roasting. I mean, when you, you picture all that this Christmas song is representing and how Nat King Cole brought this around, Jenny Beth Martin, I got to tell you, there's a sense of calmness that comes about, you know. And maybe this is the song that should be played in the chambers of Congress today as, the Democrats go full-blown unhinged in this road to impeachment.
You may be right. And it probably would do us all some good to remember the Lord's Prayer today.
Amen. Amen. God's will be done. No doubt about it. Well, Jenny Beth, here it is. In our lifetime, I mean, and it's just amazing to think that here we've got a president going to be impeached. Nancy Pelosi knows that he will not be convicted. And we were talking about this earlier. Some Americans in the country, I mean, the way the media has presented this with all the emotion and everything of what they said President Trump has done and how he's broken the law and the Constitution and all this stuff on and on, that they think that this is, that he he's done, you know, that he will lose his office as a result of this, you know, this impeachment. And I, you know, again, you know, people need a little bit of civics understanding to know that the impeachment is like an indictment. Okay, then it goes to court, then goes to the court with Justice Roberts presiding and before the Senate, and you know, the majority is in the favor of the GOP. And it would have to be a miracle for the president to be convicted.
Yes, and I don't think that is anything that is going to happen. We know what the evidence is. All we have to do is look at the very best evidence that the Democrats have, which is the released call transcript or call summary. And we can see from that there was no conditionality placed on the aid. There was no pressure on President Zelensky. Both Presidents Trump and Zelensky have publicly said there was no pressure. The aid was released without the supposed required investigation and or a public announcement of the required investigation. And President Trump met with President Zelensky at the UN meeting for a very public meeting there. So that's the evidence. Those are the facts. And I don't see how, given those facts and the evidence, that he will be removed from office. In fact, I think he will be acquitted and fully exonerated when it moves to the Senate.
Well, he'll be exonerated, but just like what happened with Mueller, you will get those that say the facts be damned in their hearts and minds. They've already made up their mind, like those congressmen and senators that prior to even, you know, Donald Trump, you know, being inaugurated into office, they had already determined in their hearts and minds that he was worthy of impeachment. They needed to get him out of there. Jenny Beth, I just hope for the sake of our country that those that have perpetrated this coup on our country will pay the price that they deserve to pay, because what they have put us through, forget about the cost. I mean, the cost, and these are hard dollars. These are the people, this is the people's money that they've irresponsibly spent on this witch hunt. But what they have done in terms of rabble rousing and emotionalizing the electorate, because as we were saying earlier, the problem with the emotions is that they die down. And when they die down, you can take a step back and you go, wow, I got worked here. I mean, this was a lie. The lie that I couldn't see before, I can see now. Because, I mean, look at James Comey the other day on Sunday with Chris Wallace, case in point. He said, well, the inspector general was right. I was wrong. I didn't know that. Adam Schiff said, well, we didn't know that 2 years ago. Well, 2 years ago, you were saying you had all the goods. So what is it? Either you knew or you didn't know. But this is the problem with whipping people's emotions. You get blinded to the facts. And this is, like you said, and you just articulated it so well. There were five subsequent meetings and interactions with Ukraine. And if this was so collusionary and this was so corrupt between President Trump and the president of Ukraine and his representatives, you could see conditionality. You could see linkage in these meetings. But it's not there. But the Democrats refuse to see that.
No, you're right. They refuse to see it. And you know, something as you were just ticking all those items off, it's still revealing. Schiff says, oh, I didn't know those things 2 years ago when I made the comments that I made about Russia collusion. Well, when he started this witch hunt for impeachment against President Trump, specifically about the Ukrainian call, the call of the Ukrainian president, he did not have the call summary. He did not have the call transcript. Once he had that and he had the facts, he should have stopped. He should have stopped right then and said, wait a minute, I was wrong. But he won't, because these people are just bent on impeaching President Trump. They want to punish him and punish those of his voters who voted for him, all of his voters who voted for him.
Well, he got goofy over the whistleblower report. And so he couldn't see the truth over there because he's focused on the whistleblower report. And the thing is that, you know, everybody in conservative radio and other elements that have been talking about this, that we've been talking about this for years. I mean, we were claimed to be conspirators. So, you know, nobody comes back to say to us, hey, you guys were right. You got it. You know, we didn't. No, we're just, you know, a bunch of, you know, foil, you know, hat wearing conspirators that just drum up all this stuff. But it's interesting how we conspirators are more right than wrong.
Yes, that is very true. And it might be because we actually are reading news from reporters who are looking for the facts rather than reporters who are just repeating talking points.
Yeah, I mean, how does James Comey plead some sort of plausible deniability and ignorance to GPS fusion and the tentacles, how they were involved in Oppo research and everything? I mean, that interview with Chris Wallace was so revealing. I mean, here's these elites. I mean, it's like, you know, and this is the problem with elites, because elites, you know, they're so lost in their elitism that they feel like they're never going to be judged. They've lived the charmed life. They've been able to get away with this. But when, you know, and even then, Chris Wallace didn't put a heavy lamp, you know, of exposure on him. He just put a little bit of a light on him. And even then, I mean, he had the deer in the headlights look, you know, and I will say, at least he did, to his credit, I will give him credit for saying and admitting that he was wrong. But nonetheless, I mean, it was quite exposing.
You're right. And he did admit that he was wrong. You know, when you're investigating the president of the United States or a campaign for a nominee of the two major parties for president of the United States, you need to be checking your list and looking at your list and checking it twice. And
exactly.
He wasn't. He just simply was not doing that.
Well, and then Horowitz to determine that there was no political bias. I mean, that's like another one where you go, okay, well, you know, that knocks the credibility of this report down a couple of notches for me right off the bat, because, you know, you read the text messages from Stroke and Lisa Page. Clearly, there was a political bias that happened. I mean, they tried to get on, or Peter Stroke was kicked off the team, the Mueller team, for that specific reason, because of his political bias. So how could he say there's no evidence of political bias?
I have no idea. And the fact is, they report outlines many things that they did wrong and possibly even broke the law in doing. They need to be held to account.
Well,
I don't mean just the two of them. I mean the entire, everyone involved.
And it's interesting, and somebody else brought this up as well, the downline FBI agents, lower level, that they, you know, some of that stuff is going down in their direction. But look, it's always at the top. We know that. We know the way things are run, but they would want us to believe otherwise. And America needs to get ready for the truth, and we need to go full bore at this if we're really sincere about it really not happening again. And we want to do right by the American people. So let's bring it on. Let's deal with the truth, and we'll see it for what it is. Jenny Beth Martin, she is the co-founder and president of the Tea Party Patriots. Jenny Beth, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth.
But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information while diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez live.
Back with the America 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to be talking about a new movie that's going to be coming out in January. And I got to tell you, it is one that you need to see. And it's appropriately titled Blind Eyes Open. The executive producer of the new faith-based documentary is with us. It's Jeffrey Rogers. Jeffrey, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. I really appreciate your time and your focus on this critically important topic.
I got to tell you, from day one, when I got back on the air behind the microphone, this has been something that has stayed with me. And whenever we get an opportunity to talk about sex trafficking in this country and around the world, we really, you know, highlight this because this is so important. And it is amazing to me, as I'm sure probably is to you, Jeff, how people are just kind of they really are blind to the idea of sex trafficking. Just, you know, as a sure example, when we talk about what's happening at the border and how sex trafficking has been promoted because of the breakdown in the rule of law and illegal immigrants coming to the country and what they're subjected to. I mean, and that's only part of the story. There's so much more to sex trafficking that we need to have our eyes open to, right?
Well, I agree, and that's the genesis of the name of this film, Blind Eyes Opened, which is really to get people to understand the truth and the reality of what's happening here inside our own borders. I mean, most people think that sex trafficking is happening overseas, and it is, but the reality is that we have a major issue here inside of our own borders with American children, American adults. We estimate over 100,000 kids are trafficked for sex in America every single day, and these are American kids.
You know, Jeff, I was reading what some of these women are subjected to. In the morning, they could be in service for, 4 hours and be involved in 20-plus sex acts. They get a little bit of a break, come back in the afternoon, and they do another round. And this is happening inside the borders of the United States of America. And this is amazing to me that this is taking place. I say amazing only because we think here we are, the land of the free, home of the brave, the rule of law in that. And this is happening within the borders of our own country.
And not only is that happening to these victims that we're describing right now, but also to recognize the United States of America is the number one consumer of human trafficking worldwide. So we're the number one driver of the demand across the entire globe for human trafficking.
Jeff, I know that your focus has been a little bit on ministry leaders in encouraging them to speak out. In fact, it is disconcerting at times to hear ministry leaders speak so casually about sex trafficking, almost ignoring the fact. It's blinding and it's stupefying, I guess, that they would speak so ignorantly of something that is happening and what it does. I mean, you know, these women that I was citing in this article, they said their life expectancy is reduced down to about 4 to 5 years. Can you imagine?
No, I can't imagine. And we've only begun to scratch the surface of even understanding the problem over the past 6 years. Mm-hmm. My wife and I founded the ministry that produced Blind Eyes Open. The ministry is called The Ships of Tarshish. Mm-hmm. And we did this film because it's really a call of action to the church. So churches, it's a call to action to Christians. It's a call to action to every citizen to understand the truth of what's happening here inside of our own country and to get them to stand up and essentially say, you know what, we're just not going to allow this in our community any longer. We're going to take a stand and we collectively need to put an end to this.
Well, thank God for you listening. I believe it was God that revealed this to you and for you to pursue this because this is a significant, critical topic that needs to be discussed. In your movie, you know, you talk to ministry leaders, law enforcement, political leaders, advocacy groups, as well as six women who share their personal heartbreaking stories of being trafficked as children.
Yes, these women they're courageous. We actually brought them all to Tampa to film an additional segment for the film for exclusive content that's going to be shown during this Fathom event on January 23rd. And the very first thing I said to all of them as we sat around the table was that they are truly modern-day heroes. The fact that they've been through what they have and can go to bed at night and close their eyes and wake up in the morning and continue to fight this fight, that is unbelievably courageous. And all of them point to Jesus Christ as the reason why they're able to do what they do. And I point that out because when we went to Fathom and showed them this film, the feedback that we got from Fathom Events, the distributor of this film, was there are over 100 documentaries on sex trafficking. But what's so critically different and important about Blind Eyes Open is the fact that it really does not only tell the truth of sex trafficking in America, but it shows that there is hope in Christ for everyone involved in this situation.
How many movies, how many documentaries offer a solution here?
Well, that's really what the key is with Blind Eyes Opened, is to say, you know what, the church holds the answer, and that is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the answer for these survivors, for their path towards restoration and recovery. Jesus Christ is also the answer to set the captives free of those who are addicted to pornography, addicted to purchasing sex, who are actually driving the demand for this problem inside of our country. And I'll say Christ is even the answer for the traffickers, although honestly I'd like to see them sit behind bars and rot the rest of their lives. But I know my Bible also says that no one's past the redemption of Jesus Christ. And so we are really truly showing Christ is the answer and showing hope for all involved in this problem.
And I'm glad you talk about it holistically. I know that it's difficult sometimes to realize that, you know, you've got victims, you've got perpetrators involved here, and our instinct is to do everything we can to crush the perpetrators. But what it is we want to crush, you know, that mindset, you know, that accommodation for that evil spirit that is promoting itself and doing damage to everybody. The perpetrators, like you say, I mean, you got families that are involved here. I mean,
mean, what kind of, I mean, once the dominoes start falling, as you know, Jeffrey, I mean, there's no stopping, and we've had dominoes falling for a long time, and these dominoes affect, you know, people's lives, their futures, their mindsets, as you say, because this is where Christ comes in. And like no other anecdote, I mean, we're talking it being essential for a renewing of the mind. I mean, understanding, first of all, that there's something here, you know, that you're participating in that does not bring glory to God. Okay, so now what do you do when you realize that you don't want to do this anymore and that you see it for what it is? You repent, and then you've got to walk out your salvation in such a way to where, you know, the thoughts that will come back to take you back to that old stronghold, how they'll come up and how you're going to be capable, and you're not capable without Christ to be able to do that, to be able to defend yourself, right?
Yes, thank you so much for describing it the way that you do, that Jesus sets the captive free. And also thank you for calling it what it is, calling it the evil spirit. We present on this topic across the country, and so many times people come up afterwards and they say, how is this possible? How is this possible that this is happening to so many kids across the country? And our answer is every single time, it is evil. This is truly evil coming directly from the pit of hell, because when we learn the truth of what's happening to these kids and to these adults, it's inhumane. There's no possible way that these are even human behaviors.
Exactly. Well, it is the spirit of this age that has been allowed to be unleashed because we've ignored God. We've turned our back on God and said, hey, we can handle this. Well, how's that working for you? And this is just, yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say the spirit of this age also points to the fact that pornography is just running rampant. And I mention pornography because we recognize pornography being the number one fueling factor to the sex trafficking problem here in America. Mm-hmm. We have estimates of 60 to 70% of men in America, whether they're in church or outside the church, the statistics the same, who are addicted to pornography or regularly looking at it. The stat for women is 30%. Doing the same. And another study has shown that 50% of pastors in America are regularly looking at pornography, with 70% of them deathly afraid that they're going to get caught because they know they're going to lose their job, but they can't stop. And so what we're talking about is an addiction. It's an addiction spirit. It is an addictive behavior. And this is really what's fueling the increasing demand for sex trafficking inside of our country.
You know, I was reading a report on this recently, and it said, which was surprising to me on one hand, on another hand not so, that pastors who become involved with pornography, do you know when they most often turn to pornography?
When is that?
Sundays, after sermons, Sunday nights. That's when they most often. Yeah, I mean,
reality, and I'll tell you, these people need help.
Yes.
Yeah.
In the same report, it said approximately a third of Christians in the pews today, a third, people sitting next to you in church, are involved in pornography. This is how rampant and how somewhat acceptable it has become. One of those cultural sins that's kind of okay and seems to be harmless, but as you say, it is a gateway, there's no doubt, because one begets the other, and next thing you know, you find yourself in situations that you never thought in a million years you would ever be associated with and participating in.
And I appreciate how you're pointing that out, because the message on this isn't meant to be condemning. Mm-hmm. It's really more to be convicting, right?
Exactly.
That we recognize we have a problem in this country.
Exactly. Well, Jeffrey Rogers, great work. Congratulations on the documentary. One Night Only. It will be a Fathom event on January the 23rd next year. And for more information, where can they go and also to purchase their tickets?
So they go right to blindeyesopened.com. And there's also a link there to buy tickets. You can type in your zip code, find out where the nearest theater is, and go ahead and purchase tickets there for the January 23rd event.
Jeffrey Rogers, thank you for being with us. God bless.
Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
This is Fred.